Okay, here we are back with, you know what it is, good data for April 2022. This is Kayla Littman. You know me from the internet, and I'm so excited to share my latest article with you. It was really fun to go down these rabbit holes and research the neuroscience behind why people love podcasts. So let's get into it. Podcasts versus other media. What's the appeal? By Kayla Littman and edited by your one and only Evo Terra. Welcome back to Good Data, where we read up on the latest podcast data so you don't have to. This month, we're going back to basics. Why are podcasts the it girl right now, both for listeners and advertisers? Let's find out what the latest numbers have to say. Podcasts versus other media. What's the appeal? My sister lives under a rock. She texted me 2 weeks ago asking if I had ever heard of this new show called Friends. We're only a few years apart, and we grew up in the same house, but she might as well be Amish. Talking to a digital media alien does have its perks. It forces me to abandon exclusionary jargon and discuss my work using the most accessible language possible. A real stumbling block for the podcast industry has long been that nothing makes any goddamn sense. Even folks working in neighboring media channels struggle to comprehend the value of podcasts, for both the growing number of monthly listeners and for the advertisers with ramped-up audio budgets. In short, there's a real Larry David open question of, what's the deal with podcasts? That's my Larry David impression. Enjoy. What's the big draw? Why do people listen to podcasts? To understand why people listen to podcasts, you have to start thinking of audio products like podcasts as lifestyle brands. If you're unfamiliar with this marketing term, some examples of lifestyle brands that my sister loves are Peloton and Lululemon. Or is it Peloton? God, I'm terrible. Whereas my lifestyle brands are McDonald's and Crocs. Again, same house, same parents. Here's Kansas-based Limelight Marketing more eloquently describing this category of brands. Lifestyle brands, regardless of industry or product, embody the values, beliefs, aspirations, and attitudes of their particular target audience. They are brands that tap into and influence our emotions, aspirations, and ideologies. They create a connection that embeds their brand into their consumer's personal identity and creates a sense of belonging to a community or mindset they admire. Through the lens of my podcast queue reflects my lifestyle, it's much easier to understand what makes this growing audience tick. Not only do podcasts provide listeners with a sense of belonging, they also serve as accessories to an individual's self-image. In the same way that carrying a Birkin bag sends a message about who you are and what you value, wearing this Hello from the Magic Tavern logo hoodie tells everyone, I've listened to grown men pretend to be squirrels for hours. Different folks, different strokes. Last week, iHeartMedia, in partnership with Publicis Media, that's PMX, shared the results of its Exploring the Brand Benefits of Trust and Companionship in Audio study. The findings highlight what moves people to listen to podcasts. Here are a few stats. 67% of podcast listeners say that podcasts motivate and inspire me. 74% of heavy podcast listeners, this is defined as the top 25% of hours listened per week, say that podcasts motivate and inspire me. 71% of podcast listeners say that podcasts educate and teach me something new, or 79%, again, that's a whole 8% higher, of heavy podcast listeners say that podcasts educate and teach me something new. So with the heavy listeners, we're only seeing that this is more true. Podcast listeners are 158% more likely than listeners of other audio platforms to say they listen to immerse themselves. Participants reported feeling lonely, disconnected, and more overwhelmed doing simple tasks when they were asked to stop listening to radio and/or podcasts for 3 days. What else motivates podcast listeners to tune in? Earlier this month, Queensland University of Technology researchers from the School of Psychology and Counseling shared the results of a study that surveyed 300 participants about their podcast listening habits. The study pulled responses across regions and age groups to compare individual podcast consumption habits to the survey participants' known personality traits. Here's what they discovered. First, podcast listeners are more open and non-neurotic than non-listeners. People with personality traits that measured higher in openness to experience, interest-based curiosity, and the need for cognition were more likely to listen to podcasts. Researchers also disproved their original hypothesis that podcast listeners were likely drawn to the medium for mindfulness reasons or due to smartphone addiction. Neither proved to be key motivators for habitual podcast listeners. Interestingly, the study found that people motivated to belong or, quote, fit in, were less likely to be habitual podcast listeners. Published in the online academic research journal PLOS ONE, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, research findings concluded that, based on personality traits, podcast listeners are motivated by informational needs rather than social or emotional needs. I fundamentally disagree with this outcome. Context is everything. Modern media diets are all about curation and predictive algorithms. In a departure from past generations, I'd argue that, quote, fitting in means something very different to a 19-year-old today than it does to a 49-year-old. Younger generations would rather, quote, find their tribe, as Amy Poehler puts it in her memoir, Yes, Please, than, quote, fit in with blanket social constructs. Here's my interpretation of these findings. Non-listeners might struggle with not knowing where to begin with podcasts, since this on-demand media channel is a departure from their goal of consuming content to, quote, fit in. I'd argue that habitual podcast listeners are more purposeful about how content serves to fulfill their social and emotional needs and identities. Maybe podcast audiences have a deeper grasp on their content preferences because they know themselves so well. Something to think about. In a 2019 research study from the Reuters Institute of Journalism at the University of Oxford, which polled a nationally representative average of about 2,000 respondents from each country, we can see similar podcast listener motivations quantified. Across countries, here's what drives podcast listenership as of this 2019 study. 46% tune in to keep updated about topics of personal interest. 39% tune in to learn something new, 25% tune in to fill empty time, 22% tune in as a change of pace for music. Specifically analyzing the UK sample size, the study also examines how listener motivations vary by age group. The graph below illustrates generational divides in listener motivations. So there are three bar graphs on this chart that I put in the article. One is an 18 to 24 measurement, the other is a 25 to 34, and the other is 35 plus. Interestingly, you see that the thing that polls highest across all of these is people listen to be entertained. But unique deltas between the age group is that the 18 to 24, they are more likely to listen to a podcast because it's a change of pace from music, whereas the 35 plus is more inclined, that's not their motivation. And then, interestingly, too, there's a big delta. The 18 to 24 range is only 27% likely to be listening to keep themselves updated, whereas on the highest, we see that 25 to 34 and 35 plus are at respectively 54 and 51%. So that's a 30% increase in terms of the motivation for that age group. So I would say that it seems as if maybe the younger age group as of 2019 was getting their news and their updates from a different source than our older groups. And am I allowed to say older? Okay, moving on. You should really look at this graph if you're able. The takeaway. What drives listeners to podcasts goes deeper than a basic human desire to efficiently consume information and be entertained. This is an emotionally charged media channel. When listeners turn on their favorite podcast, they're seeking out connection, community, inspiration, and something to quench that deep-seated curiosity. Not only does a listener's podcast queue reflect their personal preferences, but like a strategically placed coffee table book, it signals to friends and family who they are and what they value. Devil's advocate. Ooh, I love this one. Now, you could say this is true of all media, but I disagree. The social imperative to catch up on Severance or read The New Yorker on a subway platform or listen to Taylor's version as soon as the album drops, well, are those wholly personal preferences or peer pressure? In this way, podcast consumers actually become more valuable. Our motivations to tune in and engage go deeper than fleeting trends. The podcast audience is quite literally here for a long time and a good time. So where do people listen to podcasts? In 2022, the average person's media diet is a colorful and chaotic plate of food. And unlike other parts of our media consumption regimen, audio has long been described as a lean-back rather than a lean-in medium. That means podcast listening is more elastic and can happen just about anywhere, which leads itself to the whole lifestyle brand narrative. This is good news for creators and advertisers because that means listeners can fit podcasts into every nook and cranny of their lives. Tracked since 1998, Edison Research's The Infinite Dial is America's longest-running survey of digital media consumer behavior. The highly anticipated 2022 report dropped last month. As you can see below, this section compared shifts in at-home listening preferences to in-car podcast consumption, quarter over quarter across the last year in 2021. At the pandemic's height in 2020, there was a real fear that without a daily commute, podcast engagement and downloads would suffer irreparably. Here's a little time capsule on the subject from the March 31st, 2020 edition of Hot Pod. Now, a few years into our collective hell, audiences have found a place for podcasts in their routine. You can see above that at-home listening decreases as in-car listening increases, indicating that more social activity incrementally affected listener behavior. Referencing the 2019 Reuters Oxford study again, the flexibility to consume podcasts anywhere gives it staying power. Check out this pre-pandemic data below to get a sense of where listenership may bounce back to in the near future. 64% at-home podcast listening, which, you know, looking at our current chart for the Infinite Dial, is pretty commiserate with what we're tracking from just last year, even though this data is from 2019. So 64% at-home podcast listening, 24% commuting on public transport, 20% riding on private transport, that's cars or bikes, 18% while out and about shopping or walking, 16% while exercising. Particularly interesting, the study also shows how listening location varies by age group. So at-home listening is a lot more common for people over the age of 35, and out-and-about listening is a lot more common for under 35. And I think one of the biggest gaps is in terms of public transport. So younger folks tend to listen more on public transport, and that's probably because they have to take public transport, myself included. As marketers think more and more about podcasts as a lifestyle product, honing in on where audiences listen to their shows may unlock an opportunity to reach more people. Whether commuting, folding laundry, or taking a depression walk around the block, like Flubber, a good podcast seamlessly molds to the contours of our lives. There are too many podcasts. What's the deal with that? Have you gotten this question? I have. There are an estimated 2 million podcasts in existence. That might seem like a lot, but compared to other kinds of media, it's actually pretty low. Check it out. 37 million YouTube channels, 2.2 million minutes of content on Netflix as of 2020, so you know that's gone up, 82 million tracks on Spotify, 1 billion Facebook stories are shared daily, 100 million Instagrammers watch or launch live videos daily, 200 billion tweets are published per year, 100 billion average monthly videos are viewed on TikTok. Oof. Every day, there's a deluge of content to consume through digital platforms. For audio products like podcasts, the competition isn't necessarily other podcasts, but all these other forms of media competing for our attention. Whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Apple TV Plus, the paradox of choice will be a hurdle. My advice to creators and consumers is to not be discouraged. There's no such thing as too much. Audiences will always gravitate towards their special interests. This is my favorite part of the article, okay? So stay tuned. What's the deal with podcast advertising? According to a report released just last week from the IAB, Interactive Advertising Bureau, podcasts and streaming audio have seen the largest growth in ad revenue, hitting a total of $4.9 billion during 2021. With a measured 58% year-over-year growth, the digital audio category is said to have outpaced streaming video, social media, search, and display advertising. Not too shabby. Pretty good. This ad revenue growth is great news for publishers, platforms, and independent creators hoping to monetize their podcasts through advertising support. But before the money comes through the door, salespeople need proof that podcast ads work. How exactly do podcast ads break through? Is there a science behind what makes this ad channel so effective? In short, yes. Audio advertising is likely more effective than other ad channels because of how our brains are stimulated by audio storytelling. There's a great episode of Freakonomics from 2016 that talks through how our brains respond more emotionally to audio storytelling, which leads to a stronger memory retention and all these other positive things. The episode details how researchers at UC Berkeley, Go Bears, used episodes of the Moth Radio Hour to measure our brains on podcasts. In the meantime, here are some quick and dirty facts on why our brains remember podcast ads. Spotify recently partnered with research team NeuroInsight, a leader in the field of cognitive research, to understand how our brains respond to digital audio. NeuroInsight used a series of proprietary metrics to understand how our brains react to information delivered via digital audio. Check out the study's key findings. 66% of participants said there was too much visual stimulation and audio provides a nice escape. 93% of the brain's engagement with the content transferred directly into ad engagement as the listener moved from a music or podcast into the ad experience. 19% higher brand impact on Spotify compared to all other media. Again, this was Spotify running the study. Digital audio led to significantly elevated memorability, engagement, and emotional intensity. Digital audio allows listeners to, quote, self-select content that connects to their special interests and lifestyle. Compared to radio, this interactivity actually leads to increased brain engagement because you have decided, yes, I want to tune into this. You're already opting in. People use digital audio to enhance their daily experience. This isn't the only example of podcast properties turning to neuroscience to prove out marketing techniques. Last year, Australian Radio Network's NeuroLab set out to understand how consumers' brains respond to distinct audio formats through the Sound You Can See study. The study, which measured brain responses to radio, music, and podcasting formats, yielded the following results. Audio builds a strong connection between audiences and brands. 200% uplift in attention when a listener hears an advertisement across two audio formats. An example of that would be hearing the ad across radio and then also podcasts. 134% uplift in memory for audio content, editorial and advertising, delivered across two or more listening channels. Example, radio, podcasts, music. If you are delivering it in two formats, you're going to see a massive uptick in engagement because you're, you know, tapping into that repetition. Audio enhances the effectiveness of other media campaigns. Out-of-home and TV messages saw a 35% average increase in memory when paired with media running across audio channels. That's pretty cool. Wrapping it up, for media aliens like my sister, still wondering if Ross and Rachel will ever tie the knot, the answer to the, quote, why podcast question is actually a very accessible one. In almost every way imaginable, podcasts fit into our lives. Podcasts are the ultimate lifestyle product, there's a podcast community for everyone, and there's a science behind why podcast ads work with our brain. Thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great week.
Hello, Sounds Profitable. This is Ariel Nissenblatt, and I am sitting in a non-treated room, so please excuse the noise. I'm here with a podcast recommendation. This week, I'm recommending The Best Advice Show. This show is short, snappy, and actionable. Even if you're not seeking advice, this show is like a warm hug. Zach Rosen invites contributors from all walks of life, all professions, anyone, to share something that has helped them in life. Even if the advice doesn't apply to you, you'll learn about each guest and what brings them to the recording session, which in and of itself is valuable and horizon broadening. Start with this episode, an interview with Rebecca Lavoie, who oversees the team at New Hampshire Public Radio. Hope you enjoy The Best Advice Show. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.